The locker room pep talks are over, the players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Find us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Highland Community College pregame show and your starting lineups, brought to you by Taco John's.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
With us here in Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for the second half of our high school hoops doubleheader this evening in the Northeast Kansas League as the Jefferson County North Chargers play host to Valley Falls. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the K-Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside, and the public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters of these two undefeated teams to what has become an absolutely full house of fans here this evening. As the evening has gone on, that people have just come in and come in. No one has gone out, and this place is really full for this game here tonight. Let's take a look at the starters, shall we? First of all, fall four, Valley Falls, and head coach Caleb Gantzmeyer. The Dragons will be starting Zach Evans. He is a sophomore. Junior, Dylan Cervantes, and three seniors, Trenton Kraxner, Brennan Miller, and Avery Gatzmeyer. For Jefferson County North, and head coach Tanya Kramer, the 6-0 Chargers will be starting Caleb Worthington and Carson Worthington, seniors, senior Lawrence Pollard, senior Ryan Feldkamp, and in the mix, a sophomore, Grady Noel. JCN is in their home whites with green and black. For the Dragons, these are tough uniforms to read. They are black with gold piping and outlines of the numbers, so not easy to read. Two teams huddle up around their respective coaches, and we're about ready to get underway with this one here this evening. Valley Falls and JCN. Going into the center circle to jump it off, it will be Ryan Feldkamp and Trenton Kraxner. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The ball goes up, the tip is battled for, tipped around, fought for, and there was a travel. No, they're going to say he didn't have control of the ball, and Valley Falls is going to control it. That is how this game is going to go tonight. Here comes. Skip pass out on top, Valley Falls with a basketball, Kraxner. We'll get it over to Cervantes, now back out on top. It's going to go to Miller. Brennan loses the handle on it for just a minute. And he's able to recover, kick it back over to the left side. We're half a minute in. Neither team has taken a shot yet. Driving all the way to the baseline right, it's going to be Kraxner. Dips it over to the corner. That's going to be Evans. Way back out on top. And Valley Falls is doing what we saw Atchison County do a couple of nights ago to this team, and that is slow it way down. Here's a three taken and missed, and a rebound on the floor. And it's going to be stolen back by Valley Falls. They'll drive in, running, backhanded shot, misses, rebound, slapped around, bodies on the floor. We get a whistle, we got a foul call. First foul of the ball game occurring just about a minute in, and it is going to be on Jefferson County North's Grady Noel. So Grady picking up his first foul and coming to the free throw line. Four bounding balls are going to say it was a shooting violation. It'll be Zach Evans stepping up there. He'll have a couple of shots. We're looking for the first point of the game at the free throw line. It is up, and it is in. Valley Falls has broken out on top. One more free throw coming up for Evans. Right-handed shooter. Puts it up. Rolls in. He'll get them both, and it is 2-0. Valley Falls with the early lead. As we go to a minute in, Caleb Worthington will bring it up. Feeds in the middle of Feldkamp. Off the block. Shot is up. It's too flat. Rebound off the miss. It's coming down to Valley Falls. They're going to run down the court this time on the transition. An off-balance shot is up and missing. Feldkamp will come down with it. He'll bring it up before himself, taking it across the timeline down the right side. Swings it over to the left side. Handled over there by Carson. Back out on top. It'll come to Ryan. Feldkamp dumps it over to the right edge. Looking into the middle. There's no room for Grady. He'll bring it back out. Back it comes again to Grady. He'll think about the three. Instead goes to Feldkamp, who's uncontested underneath. And then late has the ball stripped out of his hands, but they'll call a foul. I don't think Ryan realized when he was on the right side of the rim, there was no one between him and the bucket. He made a sidestep to go in from the left side. And that's when the defender reached in as he put the ball on the floor and stripped it away. And it'll be the first foul of the night by Brennan Miller for Valley Falls. At the free throw line, the first shot will not go in for Ryan Feldkamp. Valley Falls leading it here in the first minute and a half, 2-0. A couple of free throws. Second free throw is up here, and it will be good. So all the first points for both teams have come at the free throw line. Valley back down the floor with it, and again, out on top is Miller. Avery goes to left side. Here's Gantz, the three, the shot, new. Rebounding it back down. Chasing in, outlet, right side hit. Bouncing it off the side of his foot. Carson's going to lose it out of bounds. It'll come back again to Valley Falls from the backcourt. Dragon head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer, one of the few coaches still around that does the full suit when he comes to the game. And as he did the other night, he's in full three-piece. So takes it serious. Thinking to the left side is going to be Avery Gatzmeyer. He does not take the shot. Cervantes back out on top. It comes to Miller. Gatzmeyer. Topside Miller, JCN in the 2-3. Here's Gatz for three. Nails it. How about that? Avery Gatzmeyer from wide out of the left wing. And it is now a 5-1 lead for Valley Falls. 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Carson Worthington, left side it goes. Caleb, he'll drive in off the block. And is that an offensive foul? Yeah. So they're going to call Caleb Worthington for his first personal foul of the game. Charger team foul two. So Valley Falls, who already leads in the early going of the game, 5-1, will be back up the floor. Gatzmeyer, left side. Skip pass to Brooke into Gatzmeyer. JCN realizes how well he could shoot. He hit that three a moment ago. They come up and quickly cover him when he gets the ball. He'll launch a three nonetheless. Hits another one! Back-to-back threes for Avery Gatzmeyer. And now we have the officials stopping play for a moment. They're taking a look at Dylan Cervantes and wanting to make sure he's okay. JC and taking the opportunity for the dead ball to make a substitution, and they're going to take Lawrence Pollard out of the game, and they're going to substitute for him Cole Burke. JCN on offense, trailing at 8-7. The pass in the middle, looking for Feldkamp. Batted free, still going away. Up court with the basketball. Here's Cervantes. Shot blocked from behind. Knocked out of bounds by Caleb. Nicely done, Caleb Worthington. And he was coming from behind, but very deftly, with a good leap, well-timed, got up and was able to reject that out of bounds. Valley Falls puts it back in play. 4:44 to go in the opening quarter. It is an 8-1 Dragons lead. Valley running a little motion offense now. Cervantes, Gatzmeyer, back out on top. It's going to come to Miller. And the three of them working around. Now Gatzmeyer for another three. This one's going to be very wide to the left side. gets the rebound cleared down Carson Worthington, and Jaycean is up the floor. Worthington weaves into the middle, dumps it off on top to Caleb, who is really caught a little unawares there, but able to recover, picks it up, drives into the lane, kicks it off the window, no good, gets his own rebound, goes Belkamp. Belkamp has the shot blocked out of his hand, and we're going to get a foul called underneath the goal. It was a late foul called against Tristan Kraxner. The Valley Falls crowd not really happy with that foul called. And back of the free throw line is going to come Ryan Belkamp. I say back up there because he's got the only point for JC and so far in the game. He is one of two at the line tonight. Free throw here. Yeah. And right now you've got Dragon head coach Caleb Gatzmeyer having a very heart-to-heart conversation with the official who called that foul from underneath. I'm sure he's expressing his dissatisfaction. Second free throw by Ryan is good. He's 3 of 4 at the line, and he has all of the Chargers' points. They trail it 8-3. 4:10 to play in the first quarter. Miller will go in the corner to the right side. Gatzmeyer, Avery drives toward the lane, puts it out on top. Kraxner in a little traffic. They'll dump it baseline, left side. Three more! This one off the hand of Dylan Cervantes. And the perimeter shot has put Valley Falls in control in this game. They lead it 11-3. Worthington, baseline left. Nice gliding shot by Carson. And that is the first field goal of the game for JCN. 11-5. Valley in front by a half a dozen. At the free throw line, Kraxner passes up a shot. Goes on the right side to Cervantes. He'll go to Gatzmeyer out on top, and then all the way out near center circle is Brennan Miller. Valley Falls is really trying to stretch the floor, and then there's some kind of a miscommunication, as I would say. I'm sure some anticipated player going across the floor, but a skip pass all the way across the court to no one goes out of bounds. Back it will come to Jeff North. Into the game now for JC, it is going to come Carson McAfee, a sophomore. The feed in the lane, the shot is up, it won't fall in. But Cole Burke will come to the free throw line. And it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out because Valley Falls is committing a lot of fouls. Okay? First free throw, nice. High and arcing and good. Cole Burke is on the board tonight. I was concerned about that 31 too, but that is a 13. So the free throw is up and good. And Cole will get them both. And it is a foul on Zach Evans. By the way, Fisher came over and said 31, but it's 13 is the number of the player who commits the foul, Zach. It is 11-7. We'll see who that number is lucky for. JC coming up with a steal. Breakaway down the court. Right side, shot, up, off the run, no. Rebound, Valley Falls, they're going to run it the other way. It is a 2-on-3 break. To skip over to the right side. Gatzmeyer backs away, loses the handle, picks it up. A running shot is good from the right side. Avery, quickly at 8 points now. And it's 13-7. 2:22 to go in the first. In the middle, the shot, Belkamp got a lucky roll. Ryan put that one up a little too hard. It hits the back of the rim, kicked out, and just hung for the longest time on the front lip, but fell back in. 13-9. Baseline three, no. Rebounding it down. Caleb Worthington down the court with a left-hand dribble. Inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. McAfee will kick it over to the right side. Now underneath it comes Belkamp. Drops the shoulder. The flop doesn't work. JC comes down with a rebound. They'll bring it back out on top again. That was a great flop as Ryan Belkamp had stepped in the middle. Kraxner fell over. Here's a pass down low. The shot's going to be deflected and on the rebound. We'll have a foul called. Whistle's going to be on Carson McAfee. It'll be his first foul of the game. Team fouls are even at 3 each. And JCN is going to bring Grady Noel back into the game, bring Caleb Worthington out, and head coach Tanya Kramer replacing players one at a time, giving everybody a little moment or two of rest. Minute and a half to go in the opening quarter. Gatzmeyer right side. Back off on top. Here's a very long three. No. Rebound. McAfee had it. And It's going to be knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. It'll come back into Jefferson County North. Valley Falls was going to press all the way up the floor, and then they elected to switch that up. They're going to pick up at midcourt. Chargers up the floor, and Carson Worthington down the left side here in front of the scorer's table. Pulls up his dribble above the three-point circle. Dishes over to the right side to Grady. Comes back out on top to Carson. He'll kick it over to McAfee. McAfee starts in, loses the handle, and it's going to be stolen back. Here comes Valley, weaving down the courts. Miller gets double-teamed, has the ball stripped out of his hands. He's able to quickly go into the edge, recover it, brings it out on top. Gassmeyer drops the shoulder, throws an arm. Shot is up and short. Rebound, trash shot, followed home by Trenton Praxner. It is 15-9, Valley. We're in the last minute of the quarter. Here's a three. No. J.C. has not been able to crack any shot from the outside. Half a minute to go. First quarter. And Valley Falls backing it away, leading it by six. Look like they may be very willing to wait for a final shot. Here's Cervantes. Pass over to the left block. The double team there is going to knock the ball out of Gatzmeyer's hands. Out of bounds off JCN. Chargers are going to bring Pollard back into the game. And Burke will come out. Gatzmeyer is going to inbound. It's still a lot of time. 12 seconds to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls brings it in. Little backdoor pass. Knocked away. Belkamp picked up. Worthington. He will drive. Lean. Shoot. No. Rebound underneath. Followed up at the buzzer. And good! Lawrence Pollard hits it plus one. And we're down to 4 seconds left in the opening quarter. Count the bucket. The foul is going to be on Dylan Cervantes. It'll be his first. And Valley Falls has committed 4 fouls, one each on 4 different players. The free throw. Got it. Conventional three-point play for Pollard. And here's a shot off the rim at the buzzer. And opening quarter has come to an end. It has been exciting. It has been up and down. And I tell you what, we're set for some great entertainment tonight. Timeout on the court after one in Winchester. It's Valley Falls 15, JCN 12.
What do you say about a bank that's been in business for 165 years? That it's strong, stable, and secure. It's a bank that stays ahead of the times, offering the latest in technology, products, and services. It has a great staff, offering the best of the best in customer service. If you're looking for that kind of bank, come see the staff at Exchange Bank and Trust.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Certainly, free throws have been a very integral part of the scoring in that opening quarter. Matter of fact, both teams scored their first points of the game at the free throw line. JCN went on to hit 6 of 7 opening quarter free throws. Valley Falls 2 of 2 at the charity stripe. Valley Falls led in the scoring by Avery Gatzmeyer with 8. For JCN, it is Ryan Feldkamp with 5. No surprise, those two big guys leading the scoring. Alternate position awards the basketball to Jefferson County North. Carson Worthington brings it into Caleb Worthington, and we are underway. They'll feed Feldkamp. His shot off the window is way too high and bounces out beyond the front lip of the rim, and here comes Valley Falls. Cervantes, coast-to-coast, driving shot, misses. Rebound underneath, follow shot, Craxner misses. Rebounding it down is going to be Feldkamp. He'll kick it up the court. Goes up with the shot, stripped out of his hands, and it is going to be loose and saved to the corner by Valley. Miller coming up with the basketball. I do not think Valley Falls has made a substitution yet in the game. Not that I'm aware of, not that I remember, and certainly not that I see out there right now. 7-11 to go in the half. Valley with the basketball, leading it by 3. Gatzmeyer rotates, spin, shoots, no. Rebound tipped out, pulled down by Feldkamp. He kicks it away to Caleb, and Worthington comes into the forecourt. 1 minute gone in the second. Chasing with the basketball, Tredegar by three, 15-12. Between the circles of the ball is going to be Lawrence Pollard. Dumps it over to the left side to Caleb Worthington. Here's Feldkamp with it. Back out on top. Carson, three. There it is! Carson Worthington with the first three-point ball of the game for Jeff North. And we are tied at 15. And now, Jason coming up with a steal in the backcourt. And again, there's lots of reaching and pushing and shoving and banging around going out on the court right now. 6.5 to go in the half. JCN back with the ball, looking for their first lead of the evening. Feldkamp goes up, has it stripped out of his hands. It'll be saved by the Chargers. They'll reset the offense. Left side of the free throw line is Caleb Worthington. Tries to back in. Shot blocked again. Rebounding it down. Here comes Valley Falls. JCN had opportunities to score, but just hard work and aggressiveness by Valley Falls. Tremendous defense, tremendous shot blocking, anticipation of the shots, and we're even at 15. Valley will feed down the right side. Here's a shot off to Widowin. Good plus one. Zach Evans with the bucket. A young man who's 2 of 2 at the free throw line already, coming to the stripe for one more opportunity. With that foul, it is the second of the game for Grady Noel, and team fouls are even once again at 4. And I suspect Grady will have to check out. He will. Coming back into the game for Jefferson County North is going to be Carson McAfee. So JCN has used 7 players. Valley Falls still has used the original 5. And there's a free throw good by Evans. And he puts Valley back up once again. It is 18-15, 5:50 to go in the half. Valley with the lead, Jason with the basketball. Chargers are going to walk it up. Caleb will have it on the right side of the forecourt. Now it's Feldkamp between the circles. Back into the left side to Carson. Topside McAfee, he'll launch his three. It's Rainbow, it's perfect! Carson McAfee ties the game at 18 with a three-point shot. 5:24 to go in the half. Valley Falls to the baseline. The falling away shot is up. It's no good. Rebound tipped around. Feldkamp will come down with it. JCN into the forecourt. Driving it to the right side. It's going to be Carson. He'll stop at the top of the key. Kicks over to Feldkamp. For a moment, I thought Ryan was going to set loose with a three of his own. Then he doesn't. Caleb Worthington with a little right-hand dribble on the left wing. 5 minutes to go in the half. Cross court, it goes to McAfee. He'll start right, goes left, feeds underneath, the shot under the rim will not quite roll in. Lawrence Pollard looking for that one underneath, and back up with it will come Valley Falls. We remain tied at 18. Valley has it on the right side. These two teams are both playing absolutely lights out basketball with 4:40 to go in the half. Chargers in their player defense. Gaspar's way out on top. Caleb Worthington defending him now. Knocks the ball away from behind. Chargers are going to pick it up. Up the floor with it is going to come Carson. He'll drive. Finger roll. Shot too soft. Rebound underneath Valley Falls. And we have a whistle. And is there a foul? Is there a jump ball? What's going on out here? We have not seen a call. The official coming over and talking to Cervantes. I think making sure he's okay. Coach Gaspar's all the way down to the baseline, hands in the air. Very disappointed not to have the foul called. And maybe they're just going to apparently call this thing tied up. And Valley Falls comes up court with it. Well, I don't know. 4:15 to go in the half. The feet down off the right block. It's on the floor. And this time his body's hit the floor. We will have a foul call on Jeff North. And, by the way, Valley Falls has made their first substitution of the game, and they bring Carson Clark in. Carson, another big guy. 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go. Free throw. It's up and in. At the line. Zach Evans, who is now 4 of 4 at the free throw line. Got one more look at coming here. The gym gets very, very quiet. Second free throw, off the rim, and no good. rebounded down by the Chargers. It's 19-18, Valley by one, as we're halfway through the second quarter. Jefferson County North for the basketball. The lob underneath for Belkampen. He just didn't get to the ball. And J.C. is going to turn it over again. And we're going to get a timeout. Timeout taken. Let's do it, Joseph, with 3:58 to go. Opening half of this high school boys game. It's Valley Falls 19, Jeff North 18.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christy McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Well, as we return, Valley Falls puts the ball in play, and the JCN defensive pressure forces a turnover by Dylan Cervantes, who found a defender on each side of him, and finally the ball gets away. JCN is going to come back up the floor. 3:40 to go in the first half. And now the cross-court pass stolen by Valley. Here comes Carson Clark, and he drives to the right side. We're going to get a Charger foul. It'll be the first foul of the ballgame for Carson Worthington. Jeff North, team foul five. Gatsumire will bring it in play down at the baseline. He looks it off on top. Gets it over to the right to Evans. Gatsumire back between the circles, Cervantes. The voice you hear in the background is head coach Caleb Gatsumire. Driving right, spinning left. The falling away shot is up and a little bit too soft. And the rebound cleared down, Ryan Feldkamp. Feldkamp will give the ball to Carson and Worthington to run the ball club with 3:10 to go in the first half. JCN has the ball, trailing it by one. On the right side with it. Chargers look in. Kick it down low to Feldkamp. He's trying to back in. Falls away. Left-handed shot. Misses again. Rebound. Here comes Valley. Gatsmeyer is going to bring it up the floor this time. Now Cervantes has the ball very near his center circle. He'll go left side. Clark has it. Feeds in the middle of Gatsmeyer. He turns, spins, his shot's too hard, and as the rebound is hauled down by Calvin Manville for JCN, the defender is up and over the back, and a foul on Zach Evans. It will be his second. He is the first Valley Falls player to pick up a second personal foul. And with that foul, he's right back out of the game. Here comes JCN. Carson Worthington comes up. Grizzly Valley Falls staying in the player defense. Left side McAfee and off balance. Three! He hits it! That was off balance. I don't know how he lined it up, but he did. His second three of the game, and JCN has the lead at 21-19. The shot underneath, no good, and a Charger foul. And the foul is going to be on Carson Worthington. JCN with a couple of Carsons out on the floor, so we'll be very careful about that. Here's a free throw that's just a little bit short. It does hit the bottom of the net as it shoots out of bounds on the fly. One more free throw coming up for Carson Clark. So two Carsons on the floor for JCN, one Carson on the floor for Valley Falls. Second free throw is up. It is short. Rebounding it down. Chargers. Jeff North. Into the forecourt, Caleb will have it up high. You get it to Calvin, Ryan, back right side, Caleb. Worthington looks inside, 2 minutes ago. It's going to be knocked out of his hands by Gatsmeyer, and we're going to get a foul called. Is it slapped out of his hands by Avery Gatsmeyer? Avery picks up his first foul of the game. And it'll be Charger ball coming in play from the far side. Minute 52 to go in the half. 21-19, Jeff North. Caleb Worthington will take the inbound. Very near the center circle and works to the top of the key. Tries to feed underneath to Bellcamp, but a great job by Craxner to steal the ball away. JCN getting back on defense, knocks it free. Here come the Chargers. I don't know what that throw was. It was all the way to the other end of the court, and now it's covered up like a fumbled football, and we've got a timeout on the floor. We're taking a break. Minute and a half to go in the half. It's Jeff North, 21, Valley 19.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Not sure I've ever heard a gymnasium where the crowd noise, not cheering noise, but the crowd, just the buzz of conversation among the people in the stands is at a higher level as this, because everybody's buzzing. There is the electricity in the air tonight. Valley Falls putting the ball in play, and now a big collision on the other end of the floor. And Coach Gasmar runs up to midcourt. He is not liking the call that is about to come. Now two officials confer in the backcourt, and we're going to get an intentional foul call. The officials coming up, intentional foul, and it is going to be on, is it on Carson? Minute 24 to go. It is going to be on Carson Clark. I did not see the foul. All I saw was the body flying across the floor and the free throw line. The shot is up, and it will not go in for Lawrence Pollard. He was the individual who received the foul. Second free throw here will not go in either. So Lawrence unable to capitalize on the opportunity, but JCN is going to have it back in play once again. It's still with a minute 24 to go in the first half. It'll be put in play at midcourt. Doing the inbound work for the Chargers is going to be McAfee. He brings it into the backcourt. Grady Knoll with those two fouls is back in the game. Grady swings it over to the right side. Comes back out on top. The dish left. JC will start to drive into the lane. There's no room. Pollard kicks it to the left side. Starting to drive in, and we're going to get a traveling call on Feldkamp. Brian had it outside. He was thinking about launching a three because somebody stepped out of the big guy to defend him, really. And then he decided, you know what? There's nobody really on me. I'm going to drive the baseline and try to get in a little closer to the rim. And as that so often happens, it results in a travel. You just don't get the ball down quickly enough as you're wanting to make that drive. Now, is that over and back? Nope, it's going to be a block. The officials are tightening the screws a little bit here. They're going to call this a lot more closely. They can see the intensity level of these teams and of this game. It's a foul on Lawrence Pollard. For Lawrence, it'll be foul number one. For the Chargers, it'll be foul number seven. And Valley Falls will put Dylan Cervantes at the line for the one plus. He's got 3 points on a three-point shot earlier in the game. And this first free throw will hit the front rim, bounce to the back rim, hang there, and then fall forward and in. With that, Dylan will have a bonus. 1 minute exactly to go in the half. And he could tie the game, and does. It is deadlocked here at 21. 5 points this evening for Dylan Cervantes. McAfee brings it up the floor, across the timeline, dumps it over into the left corner. Here's a rainbow. It's a three, very short. Rebound, battled for. Cervantes will bring it up the court. Valley Falls is back on offense. Dylan kicks it off on top. It'll be handled there by Miller. Shot up, no. Rebound to JCN, and landing on top of Lawrence Pollard was Dylan Cervantes, and Dylan will have his second foul. And with that, fouls are even now at eight. For Valley Falls, two on Zach Evans. Two on Drew or excuse me, Dylan Cervantes, one each on Craxner, Miller, Gatzmeyer, and Clark. Charges at the free throw line. Can't get that one to fall either. Lawrence struggling at the line a little bit here after hitting his first free throw. It remains 21-21 with a half a minute to go. Here's a really long three, and it is well off the mark. Rebound. Pulled down by and brought up court by Ryan Feldkamp. Coach Kramer's on her feet, telling her team, I want one last shot here. 14, 13, 12 seconds before the half. The game is tied. The kick over to the left side of Pollard. He will bring it back out on top to Caleb. 6 seconds. Around to the right, Worthington. Here's a shot. Feldkamp for three at the buzzer, not there. And we've come to intermission. These teams go to the locker rooms tied. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you at the break. In Winchester, it's Valley Falls and Jeff North, deadlocked at 21.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
So good to have you back with us here in Winchester, Kansas. It's also good to look out on the court and talk about back with us members of the 2012 state championship team for the Jefferson County North Lady Chargers have come back for a little reunion here this evening, and it is so good to see familiar faces out there, and we're going to talk about them as we go along. So many incredibly successful young women. It's good to see. This game here, halftime, 21-21. Wow, for Valley Falls, it was 8 in the first half for Avery Gatzmeyer. He got all of them in the opening quarter, nothing in the second. 6 for Zach Evans, Dylan Cervantes with 5, and Trenton Craxner with 2. Drew Craxner, what in the world? JCN, they're led by Carson McAfee off the bench. He had a couple of three-point shots and has 6 to lead the way. Carson Worthington and Ryan Feldkamp, 5 apiece, 2, or rather 3 for Lawrence Pollard and 2 for Cole Burke. No one with 3 fouls, but several with 2. JCN has got Brady Noel, Carson Worthington each with 2. For Valley Falls, it is Zach Evans and Dylan Cervantes each with 2. Well, those players getting introduced and recognized by this fantastic crowd. And that's it. We're going to take a break. We'll be back to bring in the second half live here from Winchester, Kansas. And buckle up. It's going to be a great second half. But as we go to the break, it's Valley Falls 21, JCN 21. We're kicking it back to Joseph at the Care Sports Studio for halftime.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects, or business expansions and ag loans. We are here for every new idea and adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good evening. This is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you Valley Falls at JCN Boys Game. We'll return to Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we've got Benedictine at Graceland tomorrow with the women taking to the court at 2 p.m. The men should take to the court for a high action basketball at 4 p.m. Tuesday brings us to Oskaloosa at Horton. We will have the girls game at 6 p.m. The boys should take to the court sometime right around 8 p.m. Wednesday brings us back to Benedictine basketball as Benedictine is on the road at Baker. Women at 5:30. Men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Caudill Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Taking a look at some of the finals I have in girls basketball. It was Horton over Marhill Mount Academy. Girls, it was 36 for Horton, Marhill Mount Academy 28. In the game that we had earlier here, it was Jefferson County North 49 to Valley Falls 40. KC Washington fell to Atchison 71-10 in the girls game. Donovan West beat Washington County 57-35. It was Centralia 56 to Linz 33. And in the Nemaha Central Holton game, it was Nemaha Central 49, Holton 30. ACCHS girls beat Oskaloosa 45-22. I'll be back with a listing of the boys' scores as I have them.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Taking a look around the area, I've got some finals in the boys' games. It was Centralia over Linz, 78-23. Hanover beat Frankfurt, 55-42. Perry Lecompton topped Hiawatha, 68-63. In the Blue Jays-Panthers game, with Sabetha on top right now, with approximately 6 minutes left to go, Royal Valley Panthers on top right now with approximately 6 minutes to go. It's Panthers 48, Blue Jays 33. In the Holton game right now, we've got a score of Nemaha Central 50, Holton 47. And in the last score of the evening that I've got right now, it's at the half. In the Troy Valley Heights game, last reported, it was Valley Heights 21, Troy 18. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Partly cloudy tonight with a low of 20. Southeasterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 39 tomorrow, cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow night, 21. Low 30s Sunday, turning warmer on Monday with highs in the mid 30s. Once again, low of 20 tonight. Highs reach 39 tomorrow. Lows level off around 21 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 20.1 degrees Fahrenheit outside. The wind is out of the south at 8 miles per hour, relative humidity 65%, the barometric pressure steady at 30.02 inches of mercury. The dew point is 10 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill is 13.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, we welcome you back here to Winchester, Kansas, just getting underway with the second half. It's a 21-21 ball game. And quickly, Valley Falls puts a quick shot up down to the baseline left. It's up, no good. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Ryan Belkamp. Here comes JCN. Both teams have their original starting fives out there. Worthington, it's three. It's good. Caleb Worthington getting his first points in the ball game puts Jeff North in front, 24-21. We are early in the second half. Gantzmeier on the left side with it for Valley Falls. He hit long-range shots early in the game and then has not been heard from since. Here's a falling away shot that's up and missing. And a rebound pulled back down by Jeff North. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. 24-21, Chargers in front. They've got the basketball and taking it down the right side is going to be Caleb Worthington. Little left-hand dribble, skips it out on top to Carson Worthington. Back over to Caleb. Jason looks to the middle, finds no room. Now the pass inside is somewhat deflected, but it'll be saved by Pollard. Good hustle by Lawrence, and back out on top it's going to come. They'll work to the left side to Grady Knoll. Grady plays off the screen, kicks it off on top, Pollard. Back over to the right side is going to be Carson Worthington. Drives to the free throw line, gets it out on top to Belkamp. He'll go into the lane, changes hands, shot is up, too soft. Followed home by Lawrence Pollard. He's got five. 26-21, Jeff North. 5:55 to play in the third quarter. Beautiful upcourt pass and the uncontested layup on the other end of the floor is thrown down by Zach Evans and he's got eight. 26-23. Chargers back up the floor. Is it JC and going now from left to right across your dial here in the second half? Looking into the middle, holding the ball high above his head, Caleb Worthington. And we got a whistle, we got a foul off the ball. Chargers guilty of the illegal screen, and that's the third foul of the game by Grady. And Grady Knoll will come back out of the game and back quickly in. It's going to come Carson McAfee. Carson had a huge second quarter, draining two very long threes and leads JC in his scoring with those 6 points. Up floor with the basketball, Valley Falls, and Brennan Miller brings it up. Gets it out on top. Craxner lost the handle for a minute. Miller's able to recover it. Hills cut to the lane. Now passed down to the baseline. It's going to be batted and lost out of bounds. Comes back in again to Valley Falls. Putting the ball in play down to the round 50 baseline. It's going to be Avery Gantzmeier. 5:09 to go in the third quarter. 26-23. Inbound pass. JCN saves it. They'll steal it away and up the court. Here's Carson. Left side finger roll. Scores. Carson Worthington has 7. 28-23. We're inside 5 to go in the third. Game moving at rocket pace. And it's the pass out on top. Looks for it. Dylan Cervantes. Carson Worthington tries to commit a steal, but instead picks up his third foul. So JCN went to the half with two players with two fouls apiece. They now both have already 3 fouls each. Grady Nolan, Carson Worthington. So Carson will come out of the game, and Calvin Manville out of the floor for Jeff North and Coach Tanya Kramer. Beautiful little backdoor pass, and as the shot goes up, it won't go in. We're going to have a second foul of the game by Caleb Worthington. Rally balls coming to the free throw line, and I tell you, no one better than it tonight than Zach Evans. He's 4 out of 5, has 8 points in the game, and he's going to be up there for a couple of free throws. The first one is good. Zach having a big game tonight, and only a sophomore. Evans will take his time, look over the second shot. On his way, gets them both. Zach Evans with 10. 28-25. Driving up, coast to coast, a layup up and missing. Rebound Valley, outlet pass, taken by Kraxner. His layup, no. But the follow by Gatzmeyer's good. Avery with 10. 28-27. JCN into the forecourt. Driving right. The shot. Blocked. No foul called. Valley ball's coming up with the basketball. Gatzmeyer goes right side. Cervantes. And the Dragons are in front. Cervantes hits the bucket. Valley Falls is on a 6-0 run. And they've retaken the lead. And we're going to get a Charger timeout. Taking a break with Jeff North at 4:05 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls 29, JCN 28.
Whether it's a breakfast sandwich to start your morning off right, a sub with chips, drink, and a cookie to help you power through the afternoon, or footlongs for family dinner, Subway has it all. Check out their Fresh Fit menu, which includes 8 delicious 6-inch subs to keep you on track. With fresh veggies, quality food, and smarter nutrition, Subway makes eating better easier. Eat fresh at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coming out of the floor for Jefferson County North, they're going to have Lawrence Pollard and Ryan Feldkamp. We've got Calvin Manville. Also out there is Carson McAfee, and bringing the ball up the floor is Caleb Worthington. It is a 29-28 Valley Falls lead as the Dragons have rolled off 6 unanswered points to retake the advantage. On the left side, Feldkamp. Feldkamp having a problem down there. They got a big guy who's coming to the game, and he's just pushing and leaning over the chest and banging and bumping. And now we got a 5 seconds closely guarded as JCN's offense was stymied. And the guy out there for Valley Falls, we've seen him play last year, seen him play already this year, Spencer Doramaggi. And Doramaggi is big and he is strong. Here's the 3 up for Valley, misses. And on the rebound, we've got a collision, and his body's flying to the floor. We're going to have another JCN foul. This will be the second of the ball game for Lawrence Pollard. And now Jeff North is getting into some early foul trouble here in the second half. Out of the game will come Pollard. Into the lineup for Jeff North, we're going to get Cole Burke. Ball comes in, slapped away out of bounds. Coming back in again to Valley. 3:23 to go in the third quarter. 29-28, Dragons out front. It'll be Gatzmeyer to bring it in. He'll get it into Doramaggi. Back over to Gatzmeyer, right side. Between the circles, that's Cervantes with it. He'll bring it between the circles. Brennan Miller. Miller, a little right-hand dribble all the way around. Now the lob underneath. Head fake, shot up short. Rebound slapped out on top. It's going to be pulled down. JCN, the breakaway layup on the other end is missed. Tipped in by Feldkamp. Brian Feldkamp gets his first point since the opening quarter. Has 7. It is now 30-29. JC and back in front by one. 2:45 to go in the third quarter. Cross-court pass, Valley falls to the ball, all alone. It's a three, misses. And a long rebound, pulled down, Chargers. Jeff North into the forecourt very quickly. That's going to be Manville, feeds over to Feldkamp. Jason needs him to help out a little bit to drive down to the baseline. The feed underneath, and he misses the bunny. The follow shot, no. Tipped out on top, saved by the Chargers. Back to Feldkamp, baseline, yes. Ryan Feldkamp at 9, 32-29. JC in back in front by three with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Got to also get Brendan Miller. Now left, Gastmeier, he's deadly. And three more. Avery Gastmeier knocks it in. They have to stop the game for a moment to pull down the net. DeRamazzi's back out of the game. He's good for that short burst, but he's not going to be in it for the marathon. However, he comes in, he bangs around a little bit, he gives Craxner a little bit of a breather, and here comes Jeff North. It's a 32-32 game. A minute 40 to go. Third quarter. Out on top, it's McAfee. Little head fake. Can't shake his defender. Pushes it back out on top where Ryan Feldkamp comes up and plays the high post. Now the lob underneath the Feldkamp. It's up. It's good. Nice assist and a bucket by Feldkamp. 34-32 Chargers. 80 seconds left, third quarter. Scotty will get it topside. It's going to be Brendan Miller. Kicks it over again. Gastmeier again. He pulls the trigger for a three. This one doesn't go. And the rebound is going to be lost. It's out of play and it's going to go back to Valley Falls. Cervantes had crashed the board and it looked like he had knocked the ball away from a JCM player who made a late gasp at sending it in, but in fact ended up just touching it last. Inbound it comes, Cervantes very near midcourt. He'll lay it back over. It's going to be Brennan Miller. Now for the baseline, the shot, nope. Rebound, Chargers. JCN's Calvin Manville up with the board, into the forecourt. It's going to be Cole Burke. Back to the right side, McAfee, a three. Rebound saved underneath by Burke. Now they go right side to McAfee. Kicks it down low, Burke, alone, shoots, no. And the rebound is on the floor, and Valley Falls has it, loses it, picks it back up. It is wild here. The upcourt pass is batted free. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be a Charger basketball. Craxner, having touched it, lands on the far end of the court. Half a minute to go in the third. Jefferson County North walks it up. Carson Worthington. 34-32 JCN. Worthington all alone squares three. Carson at 10 points now. 37-32. Got a ball with a chance to score before the end of the third. Left side Cervantes for three. Boom! Knocks it down. Dillon hits the three. And again, they have to straighten that net. On what I'm going to call the north end of the gym. JC in back up. 5 seconds. 4 seconds. Into the lane. The feed across. And an offensive foul on. They're going to call on Carson. Oh, if that's it, that's a big one. That would be and is his fourth personal foul. 37-35. JCN in front by two. 2 seconds. Trying to go the length of the court. Craxner will shoot. Can't get it there. It goes to the fourth. We're having a game we expected we would have. Going to the fourth in Winchester. It's Jefferson County North 37, Valley Falls 35.
Winter weather got you down? Need a little vitamin D boost to get you out of your slump? Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6 Mondays through Thursdays and 10 to noon on Fridays and Saturdays. Call 913-367-1511 to schedule and get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
fourth quarter, with Valley Falls having had only four players get in the scoring column. Avery Gansmeyer leads the way with his 13 points, 10 apiece for Zach Evanson. Dylan Cervantes, Trent Craxner with two for Jefferson County North. A couple of guys in double figures with Carson Worthington, 10, Ryan Feldkamp, 11, and it falls into Carson McAfee's 6 points. Fouls, though, an issue, and a big issue for Jeff North. Carson Worthington has four. Grady Knoll has three. No player for Valley Falls has more than two. And Valley Falls, are you ready for this? Valley Falls has not committed a second half foul. Here's McAfee for three. Wide to the left side. Rebound. Saved by Jeff North. Chargers are going to reset the offense. 7:40 to play. These two teams tied for the top of the conference. These two teams in the state rankings. These two teams are both undefeated. One of them is 7-0. One is 6-0. These guys all know one another. They live a few miles apart. Underneath, Feldkamp in traffic, shoots it off the window. It's too high. And on the rebound, pulled down by the Chargers, and a foul call, putting Lars Pollard at the line. Pollard will be put at the free throw line. Let's see who commits the foul. And now the official is coming over, and he's having a word with Coach Gatzmeyer. The foul is going to be on Valley Falls, Zach Evans. First free throw, good. Lawrence hit his first free throw back in the opening quarter. Second quarter, he missed three, and he's a way better shooter than that. Hits this one here. Second one, perfect. Pollard has 7 points, and the Chargers push to a 39-35 lead. 7:15 to go in the game. Long cross-court pass over to the left. Cervantes, one-handed runner, is up and in. Dylan Cervantes leads all scorers now with a dozen. And it's 39-37. Chargers at the top of the key. It's in the hands of Worthington. Remember, that is Caleb because Carson's on the bench with four fouls. Here's McAfee. He wants to take the three. Can't. Puts it back over the left side to Worthington. No shot clock in the high school game. They can do this as long as they can do this. Head on top. Back it goes to left side. McAfee starts baseline. Feeds it back on top to Pollard and JC, and showing incredible patience. Now the back door. All alone. Too far underneath the goal. Falling away. Misses the shot. Rebound slapped out. Fall away. No. Rebound pulled back down by JC, and we're going to get an offensive foul on the board. JCN ran that play to perfection, had a player underneath the goal, completely undefended, but he was too far underneath. Couldn't get the shot away, and then a foul called on Ryan Feldkamp. Ryan picks up his first foul of the game. It'll be team foul six, so Valley Falls for the last 6:15 of the game is coming to the free throw line. Top side with it is going to be Craxner over to Gansmeyer. He'll launch. It's three. It's good. Another three, Avery Gansmeyer, his 16th point. 40-39 Valley in front. 5:55 to play. Now we'll have contact to push in underneath. This foul is on the Dragons. And this is going to be the fourth foul of the game on Zach Evans. Evans is going to have to come out of the game and back into the lineup. For Coach Gansmeyer is going to be Carson Clark. Carson is the only sub that came in for Valley Falls in the first half. Otherwise, it was strictly the starting five. 5:45 to go in the game. 40-39. Valley in front. Jason has the basketball out near the center. Caleb Worthington swings it over to the right side. Carson McAfee. Now down to the baseline, the ball is going to get away. Stolen. Here comes Valley Falls. Racing down the right side. The running hook shot, no. Rebound, Feldkamp. JCN comes back. Feldkamp comes down, feeds underneath. The lob comes off on top. Pick up by Pollard. Here's the three on its way. It is off the rim twice and no good for Feldkamp. Rebound, Valley Falls. Dragons coming the other way with 5 minutes to go. Skip passed over to the left, nearly stolen away. Now the dish down low, the feet across, right block, potting away. It's missed by Clark. Rebound, Jeff North. J. Chargers up the court with the basketball. Across it to go to McAfee. Back door. Bellcamp. Shot blocked down in his face. Taken away by Valley Falls. And Kraxner hurt himself with that block. Down the right side of the lane. The jumper's up and good. Cervantes, an official stop of the game for Kraxner. When he rejected that shot down into the face of Bellcamp, that ball came back up and hit him in the face, and he's dazed. He's frankly not right. They're now applying towels to his head. It's not bleeding or anything, but they're taking a look at him. Jefferson County North has the basketball, but now they're trailing in the ball game by three. It's 42-39. 4:24 to go. The feed underneath, no, and going to be lost out of bounds back to Jeff North. The Chargers have McAfee and Pollard out there, Feldkamp, Caleb Worthington, and now back into the game is Carson Worthington. Remember, Carson out with four fouls. He's in the game and going to have to be very cautious. We are now halfway through the fourth quarter. Backdoor pass, the shot, blocked, foul call. Valley Falls was not going to concede the uncontested layup to Lawrence Pollard. They're going to make him come to the free throw line. And this foul is going to be on Carson Clark, his second of the game. Only three second half fouls now by the Dragons. Pollard at the free throw line, first one, yeah. It's 42-40. One more free throw coming up for Lawrence Pollard. On its way. Short and then rolls around, rolls out, no good. Rebound Bellcamp in traffic. He puts it in. We are tied again at 42 on the follow back by Ryan Bellcamp and his 13th point of the game. And now the ball is batted around. It's going to be saved by Valley Falls. Nearly stolen by McAfee. The drive to the right side. Long three. Schatzmeyer, no. Rebound tipped out, and can Valley Falls save it? And in the effort for the ball, we'll have a Charger foul. Cavallo's going to be on Lawrence Pollard. Pollard's third foul of the game, and it is going to be team foul seven. Dragons coming to the line 1-1. 3:38 to play. It's 42-42. For Valley Falls, Brennan Miller. How about this? He's the only starter who has not scored. His first free throw fails. Rebound, Chargers. JCN coming up with the basketball. Stolen away by Cervantes. Jeff North had it, and Cervantes, with tremendously quick hands, slaps it free, recovers the free basketball, and Valley Falls has it again. We're still even at 42. 3:20 to go. First to the left side, into the rest. Here's the shot. Miller up. Gets in. The bucket by Brennan Miller. And JCN up court, trailing by two. In the lane, contact and a foul. Officials coming over. Let's see who this was on. It is 12, and that is the third foul of the game on Carson Clark. Chase the end of the line. And Carson Worthington, who has not had a free throw tonight, gets one and hits and has one more coming up. Zach Evans is going to come back in for Valley Falls with his four fouls. So each team with a player with four fouls on him out on the court with 3:05 to go. It's go time. Second free throw. Won't go. Rebound. Out of bounds. And there's a foul on the effort of the rebound. The foul is going to be on Avery Gatzmeyer. It's 44-43, Valley. Returning to the floor for Valley Falls, we're going to see, and it's good to see Trenton Kraxner back out there and that he's doing okay. So he comes back into the game. Chargers bring it in play. We go inside 3 minutes to go. Here's a three. McAfee doesn't quite fall. Rebound. Pulled down. JCN falling away. Bellkamp for two. Ryan Bellkamp puts Jeff North back in front by one. It's 45-44. The drive to baseline. They'll kick it over to the left corner. Katzmeyer has it, looks inside, has nowhere to go, brings it back to the wing, and out of feet underneath. Kraxner for two. Trenton Kraxner, and Valley Falls is back in front. And we're going to get another timeout. What a game, and what a finish in store. 2:33 to play. Valley Falls 46, Jeff North 45.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
With only 2 minutes and 33 seconds to play in this game, one of these teams will be still undefeated. One of these teams will not still be. 46-45, Valley Falls in front. It'll be Jefferson County North basketball coming in from deep in their backcourt. And it'll be put in play by Carson Worthington. A one-point game, each team with one player with four fouls, and a player or two with three. The ball is going to be knocked away. It's stolen. Down with it comes Valley. The shot. Yes! No, wait. Are they going to wave the shot off? The steal and the bucket. Let's see what this official is going to make a call. There is a foul, and they're going to say it was prior to the shot. And so instead of Avery Gatzmeyer getting the layup, Avery's going to be coming to the free throw line. It is the fourth foul now on Caleb. Avery Gatzmeyer hasn't had a free throw this evening, but he shoots so well, and he hits that one. Valley Falls goes in front 47-45. One more shot coming up for the senior, Avery Gatzmeyer. It is on its way, perfect. He gets them both. 18 points. 48-45. Valley with the lead. JCN back up court with the basketball. Bellkamp playing it out between the circles. He'll swing it over to the right side. Manville out on top. Now comes to Carson Worthington. Dishes across. It's going to be slapped out of Bellkamp's hands and out of bounds off Valley Falls. Going to have to start watching the clock now at 2:05 to go. Each time you look up at it, there's going to be a noticeable, very noticeable amount of time gone, and the inbound pass goes off Bellkamp's hands, but luckily Carson Worthington up topside was able to rescue it. JC in around to the right side. Valley Falls into playing her defense with a minute 50 to go. Here from the top, it's uncontested. It's a three and short. Rebound pulled back down by McAfee. He will feed it underneath, and it's going to be thrown away into the hands of Kraxner, and JC in turns it back over. A minute 40 to go. Valley Falls with the basketball, leading it by three. Mabe decided to slow it down. Here's Cervantes. Feeds underneath. The layup misses. Rebound, JCN. Bellkamp kicks it over to the left side to Carson Worthington. He goes baseline. Dishes back. Out on top. Bellkamp, 15 yet. Ryan Bellkamp, 17th point of the game. And it's 48-47 with a minute 14 to go. Valley Falls has the ball, clinging now to the one-point lead, and we're going to get a timeout. Dragon. Taking a break, Joseph with a minute 10 to play. It's Valley Falls 48, JCN 47.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
A minute 10 to play here in Winchester. And everybody who came to this game expecting a great win, they've all gotten their money's worth. Sonny Palms putting it in play, and they'll have it on their offensive end. The ball loose on the floor, and it's rolling around. Craxler is able to save it, pushes it off on top, driving it down the left side. Cervantes, nope, but he's fouled by Feldkamp. Dylan Cervantes coming to the free throw line. For Ryan Feldkamp, it's not been a fouling night. It's only his second of the evening, but two shots coming up here for Valley Falls. Cervantes having a huge night. He'll add to it with that free throw. That is his 15th point of the ball game, and puts his team up by two. And we're down to a minute, two to go. Second one, yes. It's 50-47. Valley Falls in front. Here comes JCN. McAfee down the court, the sophomore. Swings it over to the right side to Calvin Manville. Out on top. Back it away. It's a long three. No. Rebound. Dragons. Valley Falls coming up with the basketball, and they're going to probably take a little time off. You can see Coach Gansmeyer waving his team to the top of the near the top of the key, near midcourt, and we're going to get a Charger foul committed. Probably something that had to happen with 36 seconds left. JCN in a little trouble now, trailing it by three. Either of these free throws by Cervantes makes it a two-possession game. The first one, perfect. Dylan Cervantes has been an absolute scoring machine out there for the Dragons tonight. 17, now 18 points for Dylan Cervantes. 52-47. JCN got his work cut out for it, but they don't need a three right here. The ball's batted away, no foul called. Comes out on top, McAfee, plays off the screen, looking for help, gets it underneath the Feldkamp, loses it, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's Valley Falls basketball. Timeout taken by the Chargers. Let's do it. 17 seconds to go. It's Valley Falls 52, Jefferson County North 47.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part to the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Valley Falls has come out in the fourth quarter, and they have done what they've needed to do. JCN, after three, led by 2 points, 37-35. But now, with 17 seconds left, Valley Falls has a five-point lead, and they're going to be putting the ball in play from deep in the backcourt. It'll be Gansmeyer bringing it in. The baseball pass to the other end, taken over the shoulder. The driving layup, there it is. That is the one that seals the deal, as Valley Falls is going to take a big win here tonight. Here's a three at the buzzer by the Chargers that misses. Valley Falls with the rebound. Final score tonight, Dragons 54, JCN 47. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned for post-game coverage featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison Player of the Game. That's coming up right after these messages from the Bank of Atchison.
There's nothing like a fresh new calendar year to get you thinking about goals and ideas. Hi, this is Chrissy Lumen of Union State Bank of Atchison, here to remind you, you can bring your ideas into any of our branches. Let's sit down and talk about what matters most to you as a new year arrives. From home loans to improvement projects or business expansions and ag loans, we are here for every new idea and adventure.
Learn more at mybankusb.com, NMLS 654946, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
When it came to the fourth quarter, when they needed to come back and when they needed to score, Valley Falls did those things tonight. And the result, a come-from-behind 54-47 win for the Dragons to improve their record to 7-0 in the conference and 8-0 overall. JCN will move to 6-1 and 6-1. Let's take a look at the scoring for you. First of all, for Valley Falls, the scoring honors are shared tonight by Dylan Cervantes and Avery Gatzmeyer, 18 apiece for those two Valley Falls players. Zach Evans had a dozen, and it was Brennan Miller and Trenton Kraxner, each with two tonight. For Jefferson County North, 17 for Ryan Feldkamp, and also in double figures was Carson Worthington with 11. Lawrence Pollard had 8 tonight. Carson McAfee, a couple of threes for 6. It was 3 points tonight for Caleb Worthington and Cole Burke with 2. Bank of Atchison player of the game is going to be players of the game is Dylan Cervantes and Avery Gatzmeyer with those 18 points apiece and helping their team to remain undefeated. They are your Bank of Atchison players of the game. Well, we expected a couple of great games tonight. We caught them. Ladies game, it was a 49-40 JCN win over Valley Falls. Here in the second game, a game that went back and forth. Lead must have changed, I would say, 8 or 9, maybe 10 times tonight but without checking my list. And Valley Falls with a 19-10 lead of the fourth quarter wins it tonight by 7. Tomorrow afternoon, Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio will be in Lamoni, Iowa. The Ravens at Graceland. Ladies game, 2 o'clock tip off. The guys game at about 4. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us. So again tonight, it was Jeff North. Ladies winning, Valley Falls guys winning. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer engineer in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Till we greet you tomorrow from Winchester, Kansas. Tom Couch. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Keep up to date with game recaps and the latest sports schedule online at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.